A friend of mine had a very small wedding last weekend. Only close family attended in person. Everyone else, myself included, watched the ceremony in real time on YouTube. My friend, the bride, looked very, very pretty. She and her new husband were very happy. And I was very glad to see them take this step together. You probably noticed that I used the word very repeatedly in my story. I did it to demonstrate this point. Rather than repeat an intensifier too often, we can usually choose stronger adjectives. We call the strongest adjectives non-gradable or extreme adjectives. Extreme adjectives are the subject of today's Everyday Grammar program. An adjective is a word that describes the qualities of a noun. Most adjectives in English are gradable. There can be different levels to their qualities. Take the word funny, which is a gradable adjective. Someone or something can be, for example, kind of funny, pretty funny, very funny, or extremely funny. I used adverbs such as kind of and pretty to show how strong or weak the humor is. Extreme adjectives work a bit differently. They are words that mean extremely plus adjective. For example, the adjective hilarious means extremely funny. Generally, we do not say someone or something is kind of hilarious or very hilarious because hilarious itself already expresses the idea of being extremely funny. As an English learner, you probably already know some extreme adjectives. Here are a few common ones.
Exhausted, which means extremely tired.
Excellent, which means extremely good.
Freezing, which means extremely cold.
Delicious, which means extremely tasty.
Huge, which means extremely large.
With extreme adjectives, there are a few basic rules. However, English is a constantly evolving language, so exceptions to these rules continue to grow. With that in mind, let's discuss the first rule. Gradable adjectives have comparative and superlative forms, while extreme adjectives usually do not. Here are some examples for gradable adjectives. Funny, funnier, the funniest. Good, better, the best. And tasty, tastier, the tastiest. Some people might say, for example, this dish is tastier than that one, or it is the tastiest dish I have ever had. With extreme adjectives, we usually avoid comparatives and superlatives. The adjective excellent is an example. It means extremely good. Native speakers generally would not say, this show is more excellent than that one, or it is the most excellent show. But over the years, spoken English has influenced grammar rules. So you might hear some extreme adjectives in comparative or superlative form. Take the adjective delicious. A person might say, this is the most delicious dish I have ever had. It would not be considered wrong, even in written English. Knowing which extreme adjectives have these exceptions comes with time and experience. It is not something to memorize from a list. Now let's talk about the second rule. With extreme adjectives, we avoid using most adverbs that suggest varying degree or level. Many adverbs express the degree of a gradable adjective. You heard some earlier, such as kind of in kind of funny and very in very good. Other common ones include a bit, a little, and rather. For instance, you could say, her house is a bit cold, or that story is rather dull. The words cold and dull are gradable adjectives. But with extreme adjectives, we often avoid using these adverbs. For example, it might sound strange to say, her house is a bit freezing, or that man is rather gorgeous. Yet we can use other adverbs with extreme adjectives for stronger emphasis. Generally, adverbs that express the meaning of totality are used with extreme adjectives. Some examples are totally, utterly, absolutely, and completely. Listen to how they are used in sentences.
That comedian is absolutely hilarious.
I am totally exhausted.
The rug looks completely filthy.
Now, on to rule number 3. This is more of an exception to rule number 2. Only a few adverbs can be used with both gradable adjectives and non-gradable or extreme adjectives. They include pretty, really, so, and fairly. Listen to these speakers using a couple of these adverbs with both gradable and non-gradable adjectives.
My parents are pretty tired. My parents are pretty exhausted.
This painting is so nice. This painting is so beautiful.
So, what can you do with the information you learned today? Here is something you might enjoy. Choose a day to focus on adjectives. On that day, listen and look for adjectives wherever English is used. When you hear or see one, ask yourself, if it is gradable or extreme, and if an adverb is used with it. Write down the sentence you heard or saw the words in and note where you found them. This will help you remember them better later on. I'm Alice Bryant.